This is Pastor Brad Ingram, and I appreciate your time in listening to these messages. This series that you have in your possession of five messages deal with the home. I have a strong burden for our homes, not only for the homes of our church, but for the homes of our country. It is impossible for us to have strong churches unless we have strong families. Now, this album includes five messages on the home. One will be specifically to the fathers, one will be to mothers, and then three messages will be to the home in general, with specific emphasis on marriage and a man's relationship with his wife. And so I trust that you'll listen to all five of these. Give the Lord an opportunity to speak to your heart. I do not know who I may be speaking to. Perhaps your marriage is having some trouble. Perhaps even it's gone so far you're thinking about divorce, or you're having very serious trouble. Let the Lord help you. Listen to these messages with an open heart. Let the Bible be your guide, and I am confident that you will receive the help and strength you need. We must only consult the one authority for faith and practice, and that is the Bible itself. Now, you will agree to the fact that God Himself ordained the home. God puts the priority on the home. And in God's Word, we find three institutions that were brought into existence by God Himself. First, we have the home here in the book of Genesis. And then we have human government also in the book of Genesis. And then when we come to the New Testament, we have the local church. Those three institutions, you have the home, you have the government, and you have the church. And if you can read a newspaper or listen to a newscast, you'll realize that there is a satanic attack on each of these three institutions. There's an attack on government. There is an attack on churches. But it all begins with the home. A society will rise no higher than the individual homes that make up that society. A society's moral code will be no stronger than the moral code of those families that make up the country and the church. So if you'll give the Lord an opportunity, listen to all five of these messages. When you're finished, you may pass them along. Perhaps you know of a family having difficulty, perhaps maybe with their children. This is a day, certainly, when there seems to be a generation gap and there seems to be a disconnect between parents and their children. That's a sad thing indeed. So I'm thankful that you've taken your time to listen to this album, and I pray that as we begin these messages, you would have a Bible there with you. Study these references, look them up again, cross-reference everything I give you, and I'm certain that the Lord will help you to have heaven in your home.